In Los Angeles, I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Rizdahl. As you've probably heard, a flood of migrants have been trying to make their way to European countries to escape conflict and poverty in their homelands. German Chancellor Angela Merkel said this month that Europe's refugee crisis is a bigger challenge to the EU than the Greek debt crisis. An emergency meeting has been called for September 14th. More than 300,000 people have crossed the Mediterranean this year alone, fleeing from Iraq, Syria, Eritrea, and Afghanistan. The migrant crisis has overwhelmed many countries. Hungary is one of them. It's constructing a razor wire fence along its border with Serbia to deter migrants. The BBC's Nick Thorpe visited the Hungarian-Serbian border to hear what people there think about the fence.
The refugees just keep coming. 50,000 in August, well up from the 38,000 in July. They're told by police to wait in this already harvested cornfield. Just before sunset, volunteers from a migration aid group distribute water and sandwiches. People sit on the ground in smaller or larger groups, waiting for police buses to take them to a registration centre. Nada is 27, from Aleppo in Syria. I asked her if she was travelling with her family.
No. Family, bomba.
All your family was killed?
Yes.
Where are you going now?
France, Denmark, Germany. I don't know.
Just across the field, I met a group from the embattled Kurdish town of Kobane in northern Syria, where Kurdish fighters are still battling Islamic State. They spoke little English, but the children sang a song about their town for me. One of those handing out food and water to the refugees was Balázs Szolai. I asked him what he thinks about the border fence and about the growing danger of the land route across Europe. The tragic incident last Thursday in Austria when 71 migrants suffocated in a Hungarian registered truck.
This accident, I think, blame everybody. These people don't have enough information what will happen in this country. If they know Hungary helped them in this situation, help them to travel through the country and cooperate with the European Union, I think it's a solution to avoid these accidents and the smugglers.
But in this motorway services nearby, organized crime groups offer the migrants expensive and, it seems, increasingly dangerous trips on to Budapest or Western Europe. In the latest crackdown on the traffickers, Hungarian police have arrested Bulgarian, Polish, Lithuanian and Romanian citizens, as well as many Hungarians. Back near the border fence, the regional spokesman of the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, Baba Balos, criticised Hungary's new border fence and said that Hungary should do much more to help refugees.
This is a European country and asylum seekers shouldn't be turned back from anywhere. But on the other hand, we are asking not only from the Hungarians, from Europeans also, a robust system that works in helping these people. So far, that system is dysfunctional here.
The Hungarian border fence, known as the wire obstacle, is now in place, more or less, along the whole border with Serbia. In the coming months, it will be further strengthened. The government says it's in the front line of defending Europe. Its critics say that its approach to migrants is undermining the very European values it claims to want to protect.
That was the BBC's Nick Thorpe.